Welcome to Love in Focus podcast. I'm your host, Rika Lazon, dating coach of CairoDating.com. And today, we're going to discuss...
Welcome back to Love in Focus, the continuing journey. In this module, we'll explore the delicate balance of maintaining individuality within a relationship. While being part of a couple is wonderful, it's equally important to maintain your sense of self. Today, we'll discuss how to balance togetherness and independence to create a healthy and fulfilling relationship, or as I have put it sometimes on my blog, CairoDating.com, you have to balance me time with we time. Maintaining individuality in a relationship involves nurturing your personal interests, skills, and friendships, while also cultivating a strong partnership. It's about finding a balance that allows both partners to grow individuality and together. Let's dive into some strategies for achieving this balance. First, let's understand why individuality is important. When both partners maintain their individuality, it brings fresh perspectives and experiences into the relationship. It also prevents feelings of dependency and fosters mutual respect, which is a key to a long and lasting relationship. Here are some practical strategies to help you and your partner maintain individuality while nurturing your relationship. The first strategy I want to discuss with you is encourage personal interests. Encourage each other to pursue personal interests and hobbies, whether it's a solo sport, a creative project, or a social activity. Having separate interests allows you to grow individuality and bring new energy into the relationship. Number two, set personal goals. Set personal goals alongside your shared goals. This could include career aspirations, fitness objectives, or personal development plans. Supporting each other's personal goals fosters independence and mutual encouragement. Strategy number three, maintain friendships. Maintain friendships outside of a relationship. Having a social circle provides emotional support and different perspectives. Encourage each other to spend time with friends and cultivate these important relationships. Strategy number four is to create personal space. Create personal space within your home, whether it's a reading nook, a home office, or a personal workspace. Having a dedicated area where you can retreat and recharge is essential for maintaining individuality. For instance, you can have a man cave or a girl cave or whatever you like to call it. That's a room that only is yours that contains those hobbies or those things you enjoy in life. So you have that personal space if you live together. Communicate openly. Communicate openly about your need for independence. Discuss your personal interests, skills, and social plans with your partner. Open communication ensures that both partners understand and support each other's need for individuality. Let's look at a real-life case study of a couple who successfully balanced togetherness and independence. Meet Laura and Dave. They struggled with balancing their individual interests and their relationship. Laura felt overwhelmed by her responsibilities, while David felt his personal goals were neglected. They decided to make changes, and boy, did they make changes. Laura started taking a weekly art class, and David resumed his fitness routine. They also set aside time to discuss their personal goals and support each other's pursuits. Over time, these changes helped them find a balance between togetherness and independence. They felt more fulfilled individually, which positively impacted their relationship. Laura and David's story show that maintaining individuality can enhance a relationship by encouraging personal interests, setting personal goals, maintaining friendships, creating personal space, and communicating openly. They achieved a healthy balance. Now it's your turn. Reflect on how well you and your partner balance togetherness and independence. Identify areas where you can encourage each other's individuality. Take the time to discuss with your partner and create a plan to support personal growth within your relationship. Reflect on how well you and your partner balance togetherness and independence. Identify areas where you can encourage each other's individuality. Discuss your personal interests, goals, and social plans with your partner. And finally, create a plan to support personal growth within your relationship. By doing these reflection exercises, you can actually make your relationship better and you can grow within your relationship as an individual, but also together with your partner. Thank you for joining us in this lesson on maintaining individuality in a relationship. Remember, balancing togetherness and independence is key to a healthy and fulfilling partnership. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll explore the role of trust in relationships, something I have talked about since the early days of my blogging back in 2013. Don't forget to download the accompanying PDF for this module, which includes additional exercises and resources, and as always, you'll find it in the description below, or if you bought the entire course, below the video or above, where I've gathered all the PDFs for the entire course. Until next time, keep loving focus and continue building a strong, connected relationship.